Halacha Chav Gimel. Now the Chara Isa Ukvar Isa Min HaMasim HaElu. Right, Kama Cheshbonos Yeshbo VeKama Tosefos VeKama Giruin Achar Sheyaganu Harbe Ad Shehitzmina Drachim Krovim Shein BeCheshbonam Omekado. Okay, so now basically the Rahman's telling you, you've seen all these tremendous amounts of calculations, the additions and subtractions, and all this, these working things out, right? Until what it called, we're trying to be as we're trying to be as exact as possible, but at the same time recognizing that to make the calculation simple. Shereach al kalkalos gedolos yesh b'magalosa, and the reason why is because the moon, basically, I mean, it took him this long to tell you this. The moon has a lot of irregularities in its orbit. Because of all these irregularities and how the moon moves, that's what led to all of this being so crazy. Lufikach amru chachamim. That's why the chachamim said, Shemesh yodea mavo yereach lo yodea mavo. We know when the sun sets, but we never know when the moon sets. Meaning that we have to work all this stuff out. Vamru chachamim, pama ba barucha, pama ba katsara. As sometimes it moves slower, sometimes it moves faster. And we see this from our calculations. Shepa'amim tosif, upa'amim tigra. Because you sometimes have to add or subtract. Ashetetze kesha sariya. Upa'amim tia kesha sariya, arucha, upa'amim ksara, kamosha biyarnu. So the whole idea of trying to be able to see the moon before it sets, because of so many fluctuations, that's what leads to the importance of making all these calculations. So now he says, Vitam, kol elu acheshbonos. So the reason for all these calculations, everything we've done, the addition, subtraction, and knowing all the concepts that he's explained, and the proofs, so these are basically the areas of astronomy and geometry that were written by the Greek scholars. It's interesting. Those texts that the Greeks wrote, according to the Rambam, are now in the hands of the Jewish scholars as well. But the books that the Chachamim wrote, Shahayu Bimei Hanaviim, right? Now, it's interesting. Mi b'nei Yisachar lo igi aleinu. It's interesting the Rambam takes that idea very literally, but the Svarim that were written by the Chachamim in the times of the prophets, who wrote them? The B'nei Yisachar. B'nei Yisachar, that's it's brought down from the Gemara. The people who came to Sanhedrin came from B'nei Yisachar. B'nei Yisachar produced basically some of the greatest Chachamim in among B'nei Yisrael. They were the experts in astronomy. So they were the ones who always were working in Sanhedrin. U'machar shakol eil dvarim b'rayos b'ruros heim she'ein b'hem dofi v'yev shal adam lahar achrayim. Now, since these concepts have been proven with the Rambam's way, that there's no question whatsoever, no room, there's no reason to doubt them. Ein choshen l'mechaber bein shechavru oso neviim bein shechavru osam goyim. Now, once we have this information down on paper, once we've worked out all these calculations, once it's all done, then it doesn't matter anymore who writes this stuff down again. Whereas beforehand, it was kept in a very secretive way. But now, we don't have to worry about that because we have a more universal knowledge of mathematics, and calculating out astronomy is much easier. So he says, Shekol davar shen hisgala tama v'noda amitaso b'rayosh ein lahem dofi ein sobchan al ze'ish amru o shlamdu ela al raya shen hisgal sov atam shenoda. Because once we demonstrate the rationale and the truthfulness of this area, there's nothing to worry about anymore. And we don't have to worry about relying on the personal authority of someone, for instance, who has smicha to work this stuff out. So what the Rambam's basically done is he's taken the system of calculations that was really in the private domain of Sanhedrin and publicized it and explained to everybody how a person could go about and calculate the seeing of the moon. So, Perek Yud Ches. We have two prakim left. So, but if those people who are actually keeping track the mathematics, you can put your notebooks away. There is one aspect left to the to Re'iyas Yareach that is a much more practical problem. With all these fancy calculations, okay, with all this mathematics, we're still left with one issue, which is what if it's cloudy, okay, as an example, or based on your altitude. Okay, will play a role in your ability to see the moon. Remember, the Rambam had to work out the geographic position of Eretz Yisrael. That's what we spent the last perek dealing with. Okay, But at the end of the day, the fact is that on a more individualistic level, there's a big difference if someone's in a valley versus if someone's on a mountain, or if it's cloudy or it's not cloudy. So these don't require calculations. Rather, it's more about generalities about if these issues come up. So he says in Halacha Aleph, he says, Davar Yaduo Bar, right? So it's well known and obvious. She'im Yotzi Lecha Cheshbon Shereach Yireh Belaila, that if I work out all the mathematics that the moon's going to be visible this night, Efshar Sheyireh, Efshar Shelo Yireh. So with all the work you did, imagine you spent 6 hours working out these calculations. You have to realize that it's possible the moon may not be seen. Because of the clouds. So it could be because I'm stuck in a valley. I'm in a town that's in a valley. Or because, let's say I'm in a city, and to the west of me, for example, there's a huge mountain. Let's say, I don't know, I live in Denver. And to the west are the Rockies, and that blocks the view of the moon. Right? Shareach lo yira lemishu b'makom namuch, afilo hayagadol. Because if I'm in a valley, if I'm in a low area, I won't be able to see the moon. The yira lemishu ome berosh har gavoa, right? V'tolol api shareach katam yoser. But if I'm on a high area, okay, on top of a mountain, I'll be able to see the moon, even if it's a very, very tiny crescent. V'chein yira lemishu shochin al sfas hayom. It's easy to be, for someone who's, let's say, living by the beach, someone traveling on the ocean, right? Even though the crescent of the moon will be very small. So this is taking all the abstract mathematics and giving it a real life scenario, which is, it's not so simple that a person will end up seeing the moon, even with all these calculations. Shalach HaBeis, he explains, V'chein, B'mos HaGeshamim, what about during the rainy season? Im Yom Tzach, Yireh Yireh Yoser, M'mash Yireh, Sheyireh B'mos HaChama. So, let's say, for instance, if it's raining, the air, in quotes, is clearer, and therefore it's easier to see the moon. The fishi mosak shamim imiya yom tzachia aver zacharbe via rakia betohar yeser neishen sham avak shisar aver. So the dirt and dust that usually exist during the summer months, you won't see that during the winter months. During the rainy season, the rain kind of washes it away, and the heavens, so to speak, appear purer. But during the summer, right, it's much. There's much more dirt and dust around, and that might prevent you from being able to see the small crescent of the moon. Halacha Gimel. The cholzman should timse kesha sarayah v'orach harishon should tarach la im shnei akatan shelahem betzimtzum. Now, when we take into account the Keshes Re'iyah, as well as the Orech Rishon, the first longitude, and when we work them out, we know that the moon's going to be very, very small. Ye'ireh katam b'yoser, v'lo yireh el makom gavol b'yoser. So when we know the crescent will be very small, then we also know that you're only going to be able to see it if you're on top of a mountain. V'im timset Keshes Re'iyah v'Orech Rishon aruchin harbeh, but let's say the Keshes Re'iyah and Orech Rishon come out to be larger numbers, okay, v'osif al sofa katzim shalhem ma'alos, and we add degrees to their calculations, ye'ireh gadol. The moon will appear very large. And based on calculating out the Keshes and the Orech Rishon, everyone will be able to see the moon. So again, what he's explaining is that based on how you calculate the numbers out previously, you have a better chance of knowing where you would need to be able to see the moon. So what did the Chazal do with all this? Halacha Dalet. Lefikach, Roy LeBezin, Lassum Shnei Dvarim Ela Belivim. So therefore, Bezin should always have the two following things in mind constantly. Number one, Shehein Zman Re'iyah Makoma. Okay, the first one is that the season, I mean the period of time and the place where the period of time of the Re'iyah, Umakoma, and the place of the Re'iyah, right? V'sholah Sa'idim Be'ezim Makom Risim. So the two things that they need to know. One is the period of time, the season, basically when the moon was being seen. And the second is, where were the Edom standing at the time they claim they saw the moon? Because if it comes out that the Keshes Re'iyah is very short, and therefore is a very small opportunity to see the moon, for example, the Keshes Re'iyah came out to 9 degrees and 5 chalakim, and the first longitude came out to 13 degrees. So now, Beis Din have their calculations written down in their notebook. The Edom come and say, we saw the moon. If it were during the summer months, or oh shahaya b'makom namuch, or they said they were in a very low area. Choshen lahen. We have to be concerned about the truthfulness of their testimony. Ubokinosan harbet. We do an extra investigation. V'mhaya b'mosa kishamim. But if it were during the rainy season, or b'makom gavoa b'yoser, they were very high up on a mountain, vada yireh, we know for sure they're going to see it, im lo yusham avim mamavdilin, as long as no clouds covering it. So basically, this is finally the application of the calculations to real life. Basically, with all the calculations that Beis Din would work out, at the end of the day, they would still have to, based on the keshes ra'iyah, they'd have to quiz the Edim to make sure that the Edim witnessed it in a manner that would fit the calculation. So depending on the season as well as where they were height-wise will play a big role whether we could trust their testimony or not. So we'll pick this up on Sunday. That's where the Rambam will go more into some specific scenarios where this takes place. But those are the final adjustments the Rambam is going to have to make.